Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Lenteen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Stan Poppy. Batting eighth. The DH, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dave Stegman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Batting third. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravec. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive towards third. Brookins catches it and throws to first to double up Squires. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss takes first base on ball four. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Walkenfuss moves to third. Jim Lenteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenteen hits a pop-up towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a fly ball towards left. Bosley settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bosley. Walkenfuss scores. Brookins scores. Dyer moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Poppy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is hit by the pitch. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Poppy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Peters steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Kravec fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to third. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peters scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. Wackenfuss moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentine bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Wackenfuss scores. Brookins moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0 for 1 in the game. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor bunts towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to second. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive towards first. Wackenfuss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stegman strikes out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 1 in the game. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Pryor. Trammell moves to third. Parrish moves to second. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joaquin Fuss hits a line drive towards third. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Trammell scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-1, Tigers. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lentine strikes out. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0 for 2 in the game. Poppy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morrison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stegman. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Pryor moves to third. Squires moves to second. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Lentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-for-2 in the game. Stegman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Stegman reaches second base with a double. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stegman moves to third. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-2 in the game. Kim hits a line drive towards short. Trammell catches it and throws to first to double up Morrison. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Lentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Lentin reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker bunts in front of the plate. Kim fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lentin moves to third. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive towards right. Baines catches it and throws to first to double up Whitaker. The throw to third to get Lentin, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stegman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stegman moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stegman scores. Peters moves to third. It's 7-1, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Wackenfuss moves to second. Jim Lentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lentin hits a line drive towards short. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Lentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Lentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 3 in the game. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.